We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Back to Gresh and Keefe on WEEI.
Time for us to get all the skinny in the National Football League. 10:48 is the time, and he's with us each and every Thursday. Ian Rappaport in the NFL Network. Rap Sheet is sponsored by Zuti. Build any app your company needs in 1 week. Visit Zuti.com for details. And by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Rap Sheet, good morning, and we've got J.J. Taylor on the reserve COVID list. We're hearing that Kyle Duggar may be wrapped up in a COVID issue as well. Do we need to be worried that the Patriots are about to deal with a breakout here?
It's a little different than it was last year. I mean, we have had some teams had breakouts. I mean, I think the Cowboys are a pretty good example of that. But it is not like last year. I mean, there may be some other people who have been, you know, close to some of these guys who may have to test more. But, you know, obviously one major difference from this year compared to last year is if you are a high-risk close contact but you're vaccinated, what it means is you have to test 5 days in a row. It doesn't mean you are out. So it does mean some heightened awareness. And I would imagine everyone is being probably a little more careful, and maybe some people who are close to these guys are testing some more, but there haven't been a ton – especially when you have mostly vaccinated players, there have not been a ton of outright breakouts this year. I mean, the Cowboys having, you know, I think it's four coaches or something like that and a couple of players on it is probably the closest we've come, but it's very different.
J.C. Jackson was just named the AFC Defensive Player of the Month, having a great season and a bunch of picks. Now, the Patriots could franchise him, or they could sign him to a long-term deal, or I guess they could just let him go. As of right now, what do you think is the most likely scenario?
You know, the Patriots generally, just based on their history, don't often let go good players. They figure out a way to either keep them or get something for them, right? So they've had, you know, very good players who they decided should not be around long term. I think Chandler Jones is probably the one that comes to mind the most. And they ended up electing not to pay him and traded him for a second round pick, right? So if the Patriots were not going to keep J.C. Jackson, I have a hard time imagining they say, you know what, just go to free agency. Probably more likely, I would say, is, you know, franchise tag him and have him play it out, or tag him and then try to trade him. You know, unless they believe a long-term contract is in the best interest of both sides, I guess theoretically possible, but my guess, just guess, based on what I – think right now is probably a franchise tag would be the most likely.
Ian Rappaport of NFL Network is with Gresh and Keefe here on the Harbor One Hotline. Ian, how do you think teams are going to approach kind of either, I don't know, getting out in front and either re-signing players or handling players this coming offseason? Because in 2023 is when the cap skyrockets. I know we've had teams like the Giants who are making tiny moves to get like $400,000 under the cap because everyone's so tight up against it. Are we still going to see another year of teams managing 2022 to load up for 23?
I don't think it's going to be quite like that. It's not going to be the massive jump, but I do think what you'll see is the revenue and the salary cap is probably going to match more like what it should be. Like, I don't think it'll be a spike, but I do think you'll get an increase. So this offseason should be probably more normal than last offseason, and certainly more normal than the offseason before. Naturally, the Patriots, you know, they spent so much last offseason. It's, you know, comical. And I like the way they did it. Because what the Patriots really did was take a situation where the market was depressed, most teams weren't spending, most of the players they signed ended up on contracts that were probably a little bit lower than they would have been in free agency any other year, and signed a bunch of those guys. So it was probably a very efficient free agency. You know, that's sort of an oxymoron, but that's kind of what it was. I think this offseason for everyone will be a little more kind of back to the way it should be.
from talking to people around the league, are most of them surprised that the Patriots are this good this soon after Brady? Or is it the, well, of course, it's Bill Belichick?
I haven't gotten a lot of people that are surprised. I think for most people, this is the way it was supposed to play out. Because, you know, they basically took a gap year last year, as they say. Yeah. You know, they got a little cap healthy. They kind of played out the string with Cam Newton, see what happens, okay, to make the playoffs. And then they, you know, reloaded to get the talent back where it should have been. And then the quarterback was the only question. You know, they tried a bunch of different things. And, you know, ended up signing, Cam Newton. And, okay, we'll see what happens. And then, you know, Mac falls to them in the draft. And I think they were going to get a quarterback of the draft anyway. If it wasn't Mac, it maybe probably would have been Kyle Trask, would have been the other one. But, you know, I think the quarterback position was probably solidified a little quicker than most imagined. But the team around them, I think a lot of people saw that coming.
Ian, who has more stakes in this game this week or on Monday night between New England and Buffalo? Buffalo is trying to show that they're worthy of going back to an AFC title game. The Patriots are building something. Who is this game bigger for?
Buffalo. Definitely Buffalo. To me, you know, the Patriots going into this year, my own kind of personal expectations or personal thoughts, and then when I talk to people around the league, a lot of people, because the Patriots, of course, are a big topic. So, you know, they would sort of think that I was on the right track. I think they would be a team that would push for a wild card. That's where the Patriots should be. Year one of a, you know, rookie quarterback who has been good, you know, all new players probably should push for a wild card. Anything else is just, you know, gravy, as they say. The Bills should not be in this position. They should be the team beating the Patriots. They should be the team winning the division. If the Patriots lose tonight, I think everyone would be like, okay, yeah, it was a great run, like got back in the mix, we'll see what happens. If the Bills lose tonight, it will be what's wrong with the Bills, where they just pretenders. Like, that's what the conversation will be about. To me, at home, Bills got to win this game.
Ian Rappaport of the NFL Network joining us on the Harbor One Hotline each and every Thursday. Rap Sheet, thank you. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, look forward to it. Take care, guys.
Thanks, Rap.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.